Welcome to Rise from the Ashes. Our podcast looks at various issues for families. We'll be talking with attorneys about personal and legal concerns having to do with divorce, custody, and parenting time. There are also a few topics about letting go, moving on, and new beginnings. Please keep in mind this podcast is only to inform and help to understand legal and personal issues as they relate to family law. It should not be considered as a replacement for a qualified family law attorney. When in doubt, please contact a professional. Rise from the Ashes, focusing on matters of the family, because family matters. Hi, and welcome to our podcast, Rise from the Ashes. I'm David Braddock, and I'll be your host for the podcast. And we're talking today with Amy Rotering, who is an associate attorney here at Mundall Law. How are you doing today, Amy?
I'm doing great.
Glad you're here. And today's topic, estate plans. We're talking about ways that people can get this off of their to-do list. Is that right?
That is absolutely right, David. At the beginning of the year, January 1st, we make a new start, and many of us make New Year's resolutions, of course. And many people that I've talked to this year have said that they want to take better care of themselves. And I think that's a great resolution to have. At the same time, many people have also told me, I need to get my will done. I need to get it done. What a great way to take care of yourself, not only yourself, but your family, especially if you've got children. It's vital to have a will. It's vital to have a power of attorney, and very importantly, it's vital to have a healthcare directive. And I believe we do have a podcast and a blog that talks about what those different documents are, but all three of those comprise what we call an estate plan. What they do is they make your wishes known to your loved ones when you cannot, and it lifts a heavy burden off of their shoulders because then they don't have to question what it is that you want.
This sounds great, Amy, getting the estate plan done. My wife and I recently had ours done. We were a little tentative about going into it, you know, a little trepidation with all the items we needed to get done. But oh my goodness, when we were done, what a relief. We were so glad that we did that.
Exactly, David. I hear that every time we do an estate plan here. The relief on people's faces is palpable. The thing that I hear every time is they say, we wish we had done this a long time ago. And so that got me to thinking. And I ask my clients, what do you think it is that held you back? Because I really want to understand and help people overcome their hesitation to have their estate plan done, because it is so important. And the four most common answers that I receive are fear, misperception, time, and the cost.
Well, tell us a little bit about the fear part of it, because again, we were a little fearful about going into it, trying to specify everything.
Exactly.
So how does that work?
I think in mainstream American culture, we don't talk about death. It's something to be avoided or at least delayed. So making a will turns that perception or that thinking right on its face, because that's exactly what you're coming in to talk about when you make a will, is what happens after you die. And it's very uncomfortable for people to talk about that and to face that.
It seems like that goes right into the second point of misperception. The misperception could be that they're fearful to do it, and then maybe they don't even want to make a will. They don't think they need one.
I think that's a really big part of it, David, is because they might be younger, they think, well, I don't need a will. I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm going to live for a long time, or at least I don't need to do it now.
Okay.
I'll wait till I'm older. And yes, that does go into right into the second reason, which is the misperception. People say, I don't need a will. Another reason why people don't think they need a will is they say, you know, and this applies more to people who are a little bit older, and they say, well, my family knows what I want. I've talked it over with them and everybody's clear. And that might even be true. I mean, there is a question as to whether you're sure. My first response to that would be, are you sure? And the second response would be, that may be true, but will they have the ability to carry out your wishes once you die?
Well, because according to the way that you described it, it sounds like it's a verbal agreement that they know what they're going to want for them. But there should be something in writing, I should think.
Yes.
And that's what the will covers.
Exactly. A will, there's many legal requirements of a will. One of them, of course, is that it must be in writing. A court cannot actually, by law, pay attention to any verbal instructions that may have been given to someone. There has to be a legal document in front of them. Otherwise, the process is going to be carried out by the government using the statutes rather than the person's wishes, which may be two very different things.
Right. And either the person and or the family might be disappointed with where the state or whomever it is that is going to do that, what they decide.
And most of the time, if not all of the time, they are disappointed. It's very rare that we see a case where the government and family agree on where the assets of the loved one should go.
So does that cover all of the misperceptions?
That's one misperception. Another misperception that's very common is many people think that wills are only for old people or for the wealthy. They hear the words estate plan. It sounds sophisticated. I know before I became a lawyer when I was younger, I always thought, oh, I would always envision people with big houses and these complicated investment portfolios. That's who estate plans are for, and Okay. Nothing could be further from the truth. We use the word estate plan rather than will because an estate plan has those three documents. It's more than just a will. It includes the financial power of attorney, which gives another person the right to make financial decisions for the person. The financial power of attorney and the health care directive directs their wishes when the person is still alive. And then when the person passes away, then the will takes over at that point. So that's why all three of them are very important.
As a part of the overall plan, because if they're still alive or they're incapacitated in some way, shape, or form, then a person has the power of attorney to conduct some of their affairs as well as the healthcare directive for the end of their life.
That is correct. And a healthcare directive can even be useful if a person is just having even a basic surgery or if they're going to be put unconscious in the hospital. In the event something goes wrong, then there's a person there to make a decision for them. So don't let the words estate plan exclude you or think that you're not sophisticated enough to have an estate plan. We all need an estate plan.
Now, the next element that you had identified as what people are dealing with, time. How does time play into what you're looking at?
The word busy is one of the most used words in the English language, and no question that we all have many demands on our time, absolutely. But to that, what I tell people is creating a basic estate plan, which is sufficient and appropriate for most of us, can happen relatively quickly. At Mundell Law, most of the time there's only two visits to our office required. The first time is when you have your consultation with us. At the time we schedule your consultation, we will send you a form that asks for the information that we need, and it also provides a list of documents that you would need to bring in to see us. And when you come to your consultation, that's the time that you would provide those documents, and then we can use those to draft your estate plan.
After you have the consultation, you'll discuss all the various items and what they want to specify to be done with them, and then mm-hmm. That's when you're able to actually draft what will be used for the part that's in writing.
Exactly. We have a very in-depth conversation with our clients.
Yes.
To make sure we understand very clearly what it is that they want
okay. To
have done. And then after they leave, then that's when we go to work and we draft their estate plan and we make sure that those legal requirements are met and those nuances are satisfied and that the will does exactly what they want it to.
Okay.
And then once that's complete, then they come back in. We review it very carefully with them. We make any changes that they would like. And then we have staff here to make sure everything is signed and documented correctly. And then we give them their documents and they're on their way and it's all done.
All right. The last point on here that you mentioned was cost. This is going to cost an arm and a leg or no?
It is true that most people have a finite amount of money and a tight budget, but it does not have to cost you an arm and a leg. First of all, this is an investment in your family and your well-being. And an estate plan that you make yourself is a lot less expensive than the estate plan the government will make for you if you don't have your own.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
Yes, we did. And it becomes a lot more complicated and costly for the government to do it for you. And not to mention the fact that obviously when someone dies, loved ones are in a lot of pain. They're dealing with a lot of grief and loss. And then they have to make these important decisions in the middle of all that. And it's very, very difficult. Every time I meet with a client whose loved one has died, who did not have a will, they will say, I wish my mom had a will done, because they have no idea what their mother wanted.
Oh, sure. So there's your family member who's the closest to probably doing things, and they probably have a basic idea, but there's a lot of empty gaps that they're not going to know about. So.
Exactly. And
you pointed out the disappointment that can happen when the state goes and tries to make those decisions.
Yes. Not only does it cost the family more, most of the time, if not all of the time, it's not what the family wants. But the court has to follow the law, and so that's what happens. A second part of the cost issue is some people will do a will by themselves, either by writing their own or using an online program. Trust me, I understand the attraction of saving money, overseeing an attorney. I think there's a perception that it's going to cost thousands of dollars versus some of these online programs advertise maybe $79 or maybe even a couple hundred dollars. I see the attraction. I really do. And I've even checked out some of those programs myself because I really wanted to understand what they had to offer compared to what we offer. I wanted to make sure that we offer a quality product at a reasonable price. I will tell you, some of them really limited my options on how to transfer my property. And others of them do also provide legal help, but they charge a higher fee than what we charge. And I will be honest, I've not seen one will done by someone on their own that was found to be valid for various reasons. Either they accidentally downloaded a will from another state, or the program that they used didn't cover everything. And so if you're going to do your own will, just understand that there are a lot of legal requirements and certain language that must be included in it. And so if you're going to do your own will, or you have made your own will, I would strongly encourage you to review it with a licensed estate planning attorney just to make sure that it does satisfy all those legal requirements and that the will does what you want it to do.
Well, we could even help with that because we've got limited scope where an attorney could look at what they've done and help them to fix things or improve upon it in ways that they would decide to have happen.
Absolutely. We are happy to do that. No obligation to do anything further. Just simply review what you have and make suggestions to you. And then what you do after that is completely up to you.
Well, you can even help steer them in the direction of what they need to do next.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because I do care a lot about this subject. I really do believe that everyone should have an estate plan, and it should be accessible to people. People deserve a good quality product, something that's going to do what they want it to do at a reasonable cost.
Well, it sounds like we covered pretty much all of our bases for a basic estate plan. There's only one other question that I would have, Amy, and that is, isn't there a distinction between a will and a trust?
There is, David, and you know what? Let's cover that in another podcast.
A trust.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be great. Let's do that another time.
Sounds great.
Was there anything else you'd like to add, Amy, about getting our to-do list done for an estate plan?
I just want to finish by saying that creating an estate plan can be an overwhelming process. But at Mundahl Law, we walk our clients step by step through the process at a pace that's comfortable for them. So if someone starts to become overwhelmed, we slow it down a little bit, and then we pick it up again when they're ready. They are never alone at any step in the process. And at the end, once they've signed everything, I literally see the weight lifted off of their shoulders. Like, they literally, their shoulders will relax.
Because they've got something that they're going to feel comfortable with, that their family will be taken care of as well.
And what I hear them say is they're so glad they had it done with a professional, and that they feel safe knowing that the document says exactly what they want it to say and it will do exactly what they want it to do. And it gives them peace of mind.
Well, thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you, David.
You are listening to Rise from the Ashes, the podcast channel that takes a careful look at all things having to do with legal procedure within the family law process. Rise from the Ashes is sponsored by Mundahl Law, who specializes in assisting families and individuals through the legal process with respect, dignity, and caring. Mundahl Law is dedicated to helping people to solve their legal problems. You can visit the Mundahl Law website at mundahllaw.com or call to schedule a consultation with one of their qualified family law attorneys. Rise from the ashes, focusing on matters of the family, because family matters.